Good afternoon, evening, morning, or whatever it is for you folks. Welcome again to Anime Secrets, Anime Declassified Podcast. Hitmage, Connor Healy, bringing it in for you. And together we also have Kara Turnbull.
Yeah, hi, hello.
Mitch McShane.
What up?
And Mr. The One, The Only. The super excellent Rizwan Merchant.
I am the one, the one, the one, the one.
And today we are talking about the Pokemon movie trailer that came out, the Detective Pikachu trailer.
Pokemon Detective Pikachu, Ryan Reynolds, yes, and only Ryan Reynolds, because no one knows who the other person is.
Well, the kid is being played
the
by...
The kid's a kid.
He's... yeah, he was...
Our Ash Ketchum of the movie.
He's on a Netflix show and another movie. Both not very relevant, so he's a kid.
he's our wannabe Ash Ketchum. Got it.
Yeah. They couldn't get Ash Ketchum. It was too short notice, so they got Justin Smith instead.
I mean, I like that it's not just some, like... I'm glad they didn't pick, like... Well, Michael Cera's probably too old for it now, but you know what I mean. I'm glad they didn't pick, like, whoever the fuck they put in that one thing, or whoever the heck they put in that... The Ready Player One, or whoever.
Oh.
I don't know.
Just yeah. So
I'm glad they didn't pick some random person. Honestly, though, if they had to make a Pokemon movie, this is kind of how they... I'm liking that they're just going whole hog, like, in on something like this. Like, they're not trying to tell the Pokemon story. They're not trying to, like... They're not trying to make something that would turn into, like, the DBZ movie attempt or something like that. They're just
sorry,
like,
that never happened.
Yeah.
Wait, that exists? No, I don't think so.
The what? No.
Actually, it does. There was a movie. There was like a Hong Kong live action one made a long time ago, and it's
That exists for posterity.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Connor here. I like that they're kind of doing an original story. They're not trying to like retell Ash Ketchum's story live action or anything like that. That we have a new Pokemon trainer and we have a new world.
Sorry to interrupt you, Kara. Yeah, when you're saying a new Pokemon trainer, well, from the trailer it says he wanted to be a Pokemon trainer, but something prevented him from actually becoming one.
Sad backstory alert.
Spoilers. Not
like
really.
Your father was a great something something. Why you could follow his footsteps?
Every main character in the Pokemon franchise has a famous battling father, at least in a few of the games, anyways. But
well, okay. So the father is not a famous Pokemon trainer. He's a famous city detective.
Okay, but
yeah, that's the thing. He's a super awesome. He's apparently one of the best cops that was around. Met an unknown fate. Also is friends with, I think that was
it's
that
Ken
Watanabe?
Watanabe. Yes.
Which
yes.
I thought
excited.
Was amazing. Because I was like, wow, how on earth did they get Ken Watanabe for the first Pokemon movie? This
I just
is crazy.
I just hope Dude. That they have him say, let them fight.
Let them battle.
Let them fight, like in the Pacific Rim movie. Let them fight.
Ooh,
no, it
that'd
wasn't
be so
Pacific
cool.
Rim.
Godzilla.
It was Godzilla. It wasn't
Godzilla.
Gojira.
Yep. Let them fight.
Yeah. But this is a really interesting concept to me as a movie. Not because we got a kid who's looking for his missing detective father, or because it's got this weird Tim Burton feel for the Pokemon, but because it's a collaborative effort between Warner Brothers and Toho, which is basically United States and Japan collaborating on a movie.
I'm going to assume Toho are the ones responsible for doing the Pokemon, I guess.
I think Toho's responsible for getting Ken Watanabe and for getting, like, the other things like that.
Probably for a good also deal the Pokemon of stuff too.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, like, this is like a really interesting name brand movie where you got freaking Deadpool, but you also got Pikachu.
Well, and Detective Pikachu, like, there's that's a game. Isn't there a Detective Pikachu game?
It's a game? It's based on the game.
And I think that's
the retelling of the game.
Yeah.
Well, it's based, I think it's loosely based off of.
It's taking the Detective Pikachu character, but I think the story will be different from the game.
Yeah, it's a different story.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of neat.
I think so too.
Because you never see stuff based off of, like, interesting Gaiden things. And honestly, from a filmmaking standpoint, going with, when you have a franchise that's been around as long as Pokemon, it's nice because you don't need to make up your own origin, whatever, and establish your universe. Because you don't have to.
Yep.
And Pokemon, I think, is one of those things, one of those rare cases where it's like, it's really not that hard to make a decent Pokemon thing because you just got to make the creatures look neat. And the creatures do look neat. I think people find it jarring.
Oh, I love the design.
None of them look bad. I like his cute fuzzy fur.
I love the Pokemon.
Like, they look like the Pokemon wore the way that they're meant to be designed. They just have 3D texturing on them, and they have different elements to them. Like, Pikachu looks furry. They showed a shot of Greninja, and he looked like he had scales, or like that he had the texture of a frog on him. Like, Jigglypuff had a little tuft of hair where the swirl is, you know. It's just little touches that make them look like how they are meant to look, but also like they fit in the real life.
You also see world. Charizard and Bulbasaurs, and there's even Pachirisus if you actually look at the wide shot of the market. They're on like the top of a kiosk stall. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's all sorts of different Pokemon in the trailer. And can we just talk about Mr. Mime? Because they did him perfectly.
Mr. Mime stole the trailer for me.
That whole sequence was like... I'm excited for this movie. Like, I'll see it in theaters. I don't care.
Me too.
It's just... It really felt out of left field, but in a good way. Like, dude, where did this come from? And I'm so on top of it. Where did it come from, and why didn't they do this already?
It's so brilliant that they decided to interrogate Mr. Mime. That's like, I feel like Ryan Reynolds just like sat everybody down and was like, okay, we need to do this scene where we interrogate this guy because it's comedy gold. Like, it just screams like Ryan Reynolds decided to, you know, ask if that scene could be put in. Because it just suits his character so well.
Oh, I like how we're getting this kind of snarky, sarcastic Pikachu, where only our main character can actually hear him
understand him,
while everyone just hears the typical Pikachu, you know, just the normal Pokemon.
They did kind of blow it, though, by having it be not Danny DeVito.
Oh, we're really gonna go for that.
Yeah, that meme was going around for a while. Everyone wanted Danny DeVito.
Well, because Danny DeVito's always like the, hey, I'm the typical short guy comedic actor. Well, and also, I mean, you know.
He's the trash man.
Yeah, I'm the trash man. No, well, that would... Oh, please, petitioning to get him put into a movie, if not this one, then the next one, and have him be a talking Garbodor. And
he can
say,
be a
I'm the trash man.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
He might cameo, he might, for all you know, he might be the Jigglypuff.
Listen here, listen to my song.
Hey, asshole!
So, some interesting behind-the-scenes stuff that I've been reading about lately. Apparently, they had a competition for Ryan Reynolds, Dwayne Johnson, and Hugh Jackman, among a few others, to be Pikachu.
Oh, so they had a poll. Why didn't anybody, why couldn't anyone write in any
I don't know. But Hugh Jackman is a hilarious pick for me.
Oh, yeah, that would have been great. Especially if he did the Wolverine voice.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I can't unhear Deadpool when Pikachu opens his mouth in the trailer. I just hear, this is Deadpool, he's in Pikachu form, deal with it.
Yeah. Have you seen that picture that's going around on Twitter where it's Pikachu wearing a Deadpool outfit?
Yes, I love it so much.
I haven't seen it yet.
I'll link it to you after this good. Podcast.
It's amazing. But
maybe I'll make that my the thing for this.
I am really looking forward to this movie. It looks great. I love how the city looks, what they showed so far. It has an Asian kind of look to it, but it also like looks like something out of the Pokemon universe. So I'm really happy that they're actually paying attention to the little details.
I like that they're not like, here it is, the Big Apple, you know, where the Pokemon live.
Oh no!
Let's set it in New York City and
oh
make
my God,
everyone
the
white.
Super Mario Brothers movie.
That's the thing. I love that they're not just like. I like that they're not, you know, doing the typical American Hollywood thing of setting it in America, make everyone white.
Meteor crashes into the town and comes out Pokemon. Yep.
This is Yoshi.
Oh my God.
Okay, so
I unironically love
the entire time they were filming that movie drunk.
I'll say this though, I unironically love that movie, and I love because Dennis Hopper was one of my favorite actors. I loved him. I'm a big David Lynch fan. Loved him in Blue Velvet, and I love how he brought the same manic, almost psychotic energy from Blue Velvet.
Monkey.
Into Super Mario World or Super Mario Brothers. I think he should have won an award for that.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He was drunk the entire time.
Yeah.
He was off his ass.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Stephen King was out of his mind on coke when he directed Maximum Overdrive, that movie about the cars coming to life.
Oh,
and
the trucks, yeah.
Love that. Anyway.
I think we're on a tangent.
Yes.
Yeah, we're tangenting a bit.
Well, my thoughts on the Pokemon movie trailer is I'm definitely going to go see it. I think the designs of the Pokemon actually fit the live action instead of it making it too cartoony. I kind of like the design. Like you said, it's jarring. People might get shocked. And who knows? The movie might be cheesy when it officially comes out. It might not be good. It might have a crap storyline. But honestly, I won't care. It's Pokemon.
It like
it's
fun,
live action.
You know?
It has enough going for it, honestly. Like, it's got that Pokemon charm to it. That's the thing. Yeah. It's got enough charm to pull you in. It won me over just based off the feel of it, and trailers can really, really make or break how a movie gets received.
Exactly.
And they did. I had heard, oh, there's a Pokemon movie. There's a trailer. What's going to happen? And I watch it and I'm like, wow. Super surprised.
Dare I say kudos to like the team that has been working on this movie and working to get the trailer out, the post-production, you know, also the crew, like, I had no idea how this movie was going to look. I knew that this movie was coming out eventually. I was aware of it, but so often there's leaks of how the characters are going to look or like what things are going to look like from the set, and we never really saw anything of the sort assorted to this movie. So it was a big surprise when the trailer came out how this movie was going to be created. Like what direction they were going for, because when they mentioned that they're making Detective Pikachu, I guess I just never read in any articles that it was going to be live action, so I was surprised.
I think Tyrion's also happy about that too.
Tyrion's very happy about that. So I'm pretty excited. This is gonna be the first theatrical release Pokemon movie since 2001, which really surprised me because I thought there was stuff in the middle, but apparently not. Overall, I'm looking forward to this though.
Cause... Yeah, I can't remember the last Pokemon movie that came out was in theaters. I think it was the fourth movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of went straight to video.
They had a re-release, yeah. though. They had a... Well, they've been doing limited releases, I think, but they had one for the I Choose You Pikachu one, the one that came out a couple years ago, the special, like, retelling of Ash's story or something like that, which was missing yeah. some key characters from the original anime, but we're not going to go into that. But they've had, like, limited, like, releases of different movies and such over the years. It just hasn't been as wide release as the original, like, four movies.
Yeah, the four movies weren't just limited. They stayed in the box office for quite some time. Because it was still a popular thing back then.
Exactly.
It still is, mind you. It's just...
I honestly, sorry, hon. Potential to be good. It might be cheesy, but I also think that a lot of people underestimate movies sometimes. Like when Lego Movie was coming out, a lot of people thought that was going to be really cheesy and not necessarily 100% good, but it actually surprised everybody. So since that's come out, I think I'm more open to certain concepts being presented, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, it was. Yeah. Well, eventually it would happen now or then. Eventually, someone was going to say, one of these days, we're going to get a Pokemon mixed with live action type movie, and this is now the best time to show it. It kind of opens the door to more of these type of movies. Who knows if it does successful, they might make a sequel or it might spawn other Pokemon type ish movies.
Yeah.
I think they're going to go beyond Detective Pikachu for a sequel, I would hope. But the world they're building, I mean, it's not just for Detective Pikachu. They could have other things happen in the same setting.
Honestly, there are
We could get Ketsum.
Yeah, there are non-canon Pokemon games as well besides Detective Pikachu that would suit really well for
Mystery
a
Dungeon.
Format.
Mystery Dungeon would be pretty solid.
Yeah, Mystery Dungeon
also,
would be good.
Also, Pokemon Conquest with the Samurais and the Pokemon would be really
cool. Dude, okay. Sadly, this would never happen because said director is no longer with us. If only we could get the samurai Pokemon thing, but we got Kurosawa to direct it.
That would have been a classic.
Just remake like Ron or Throne of Blood. Get Toshiro Mifune to be Pikachu this time. And then, well, this requires a time machine, sadly, but I mean, I think
I like how we need a time machine.
Takashi Miike, maybe we can get that guy. Well, I don't know if we
no, don't get Takashi Miike. He would R-rate the hell out of that
one hell of a Pokemon movie, I can guarantee you that. But yeah.
Also, there's a character in the Pokemon franchise named, I think his name is Booker, or Looker. He's also inspired from Doctor Who. So if they did a movie based on him with, like, David Tennant playing him, that would be amazing as well.
Fun little nod. I personally want to see Detective Pikachu being the arresting officer. And then I want to see the court drama. You know, I want to see the Law and Order, like, I want to see some good, hard courtroom drama where we've got, I don't know, maybe Mewtwo. We need, which Pokemon would be the best prosecuting lawyer?
I got this. All rise for the Honorable Jinx.
Jinx.
Yeah.
Oh goodness, Jinx. That would just be so funny.
We could have Jinx, it'd be fantastic.
I agree with
that. Oh, you know it'd be really funny though? If they did like a cameo of Ketsum, just as a hobo on the street after he failed to get the Elite Four.
He's failed to win every turn entered.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's going to end up a hobo on the road, and our little guy is going to go find him and be like, hey, aren't you that one guy? And you're like, get out of here.
I could have been great once.
You could have been a contender.
He ran off, decided he wanted to be a cop instead. Then, dramatic backstory. Crossover between the movie and the street.
Oh my god.
We'll have an entire franchise of police procedurals based around Pokemon.
Ooh, can we make like a separate podcast for this stuff just to happen?
Just a law and order Pokemon. Yeah.
Law and order, yeah. Pokemon victims unit.
What happened?
Law and order PVU.
In the world of underground Pokemon fighting, some matches are considered especially heinous.
These are their stories.
Starring Connor Healy as detective.
What would happen? Yeah,
I gotta work on my my Stabler. Or was it Ben? No, Stabler was the dude, right?
Yeah, he was the one that got angry all the time.
Yeah.
What was that, Mitz?
I forgot what I was going to say. It was just something to do with the Law and Order thing, but I totally forgot. Sorry.
Bang.
Ba-bum.
Oh. I just saw some gold on Twitter. Why did we call it Detective Pikachu and not P.I. Katsu?
That would have been great.
Oh, good.
P.I. Katsu have been so great. Because people would not get it right away. It'd be fantastic.
Gotta get Iced Tea. I hope Iced Tea shows up in the movie too.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, when it comes to celebrities.
He's just like the guy who knows everything about training. Yeah, you see that? It's called a rare candy. Levels up your Pokemon, makes them stronger without you putting in the work. Careful though, he won't listen to you.
Oh no, they would sell rare candies. No, in this universe, they sell rare candies at the dark black markets in this Pokemon universe.
Yeah. Also, strangely, on the cast list for Detective Pikachu, we have English singer Rita Ora in the cast. I don't know who she's playing, but she's
Pikachu's
on
girlfriend. I don't know. Probably.
I was like, Rita Ora, what are you doing here?
And appearing as Jigglypuff, Sir Elton John.
Oh, he'd put you to sleep, all right.
Oh, yeah, he would.
I also noticed that that little Jigglypuff scene was probably a hint from the anime, because if you've ever watched the old school anime, every time when Jigglypuff appeared, he would always have a mic on his hand. And then when everyone fell asleep because of his spell, he would put the mic ended up becoming a pen marker, and he would draw shapes and faces and graffiti on them. I wonder if that bald dude in the trailer is going to get drawn on.
He might. That'd be funny.
I think Tyrion also agrees. It's nice having a second opinion.
It's nice having a good opinion. Because, you know, Tyrion's the only opinion we get.
Tyrion's silly. Alright, well, are we gonna wrap this up?
Yeah, I think we've said about all we can say about it.
Yeah, trailer.
I'm excited.
Me too. Maybe, I'm ready to see this like right
maybe,
now.
Maybe if another trailer comes out, we can do another podcast. But from what we've got so far, I'm into this. I want to see this. I can't wait.
Same.
And it's coming out, and funny thing is, since it's coming out, I think it comes out a week after the Avengers 4, so...
That's what I was going to mention, that I'm kind of curious on the box numbers.
Yeah, May 10th, I believe, Detective Pikachu comes out.
And I think Avengers comes out on the 4th.
Maybe late April to the 4th, something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some competition!
Oh, it probably...
All right, guys.
All right, yeah. If you haven't seen the trailer, go watch it. It's fun. I'm into it, and I'm sure a lot of Pokemon fans will probably go see this too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Any closing thoughts from Connor?
I think we've said all we needed to say.
Yeah. Yeah, all I can say is, again, as I said before, it came out of left field in the best way, and I'm pumped for it.
Whoa! Yeah. Go, Pikachu!
On that note,
Pika,
we
Pika,
are anime... I like that better. We're keeping that.
Peace out.
We are Anime Secrets. Pika, Pika, peace out.
Pika, have a good night, everybody.